the Awaken Your Ego podcast with Joanne and Ariana. We are a health podcast that explores topics to do with biohacking and self-discovery.
We are also on the self-discovery journey, and we want to attract listeners that are doing the same in order to help them realize they're not alone.
Ego differs from conventional medical spas and wellness centers. We believe that the secret to maximizing one's sense of self is in addressing the entire person, inside and out. We provide state-of-the-art aesthetic treatments, as well as lifestyle management and holistic health solutions. We aim to please with our efficient and friendly customer service and guarantee with our scientifically proven alternative therapies and lifestyle optimizations that every patient will leave our care with a boosted ego. Our goal is to help our patients realize the necessity of self-care and to encourage them to prioritize their health and wellness goals. When we make self-care and confidence a priority, then we're able to bring to light our potential for happiness and growth. This podcast is a way to expand our reach so that we are able to spread the word on the importance of self, the whole self, inside and out.
This podcast is for educational purposes only. Please reach out to your medical provider if you have questions about any of the treatments we discuss to see if it's a right fit for you. Now on to our show. Welcome everyone to another episode of Awaken Your Ego. Today we have Danielle Tostado with us. Welcome.
Thank you. Hello.
So Danielle is a young entrepreneur that is striving to make a difference in the community. She is the founder of Be Her Society and Modesto Natural Detox. Danielle's journey from such a young age has made for an exciting journey and lessons and blessings. Born and raised in the Central Valley, she is obsessed with leveling up the health field. In 2017, she embarked her entrepreneurial journey with her family by her side. At the start of the pandemic, her vision for growth really went into overdrive and came to life and took off rapidly. She discovered a way to bring gut healing, health, and wellness to her community in a fun and approachable way. While building a brand might have seemed effortless from the outside, starting a business at the age of 25 with no resources or experience, Danielle quickly realized that entrepreneurship was everything but transparent. In 2019, shortly after the kickstart of her health brand, Modesto Natural Detox, Danielle left her full-time job and went all in it with nothing but faith and vision. Almost 4 years in, she says it has been the best risk she's ever taken. So yeah, that sounds like a lot. 25, that's exciting. So tell us a little bit about Modesto Natural Detox.
Wait, first I want to do a rapid fire, Joanne. You got to get to know her a little bit. But I am excited to learn more about all of that. Like, that was a great bio.
So before we jump into the questions, we are going to do a little icebreaker of rapid fire.
All right,
so Ariana is going to be asking you some questions.
Okay. And just answer with your first response, and we're just going to try to go through as many as possible.
Okay.
All right.
No pressure.
Go. What is your guilty pleasure?
A guilty pleasure? Ooh, food?
What is your last Google search?
So Peloton, I've been watching like a whole bunch of Peloton videos. I just ordered one, so I'm excited for it to arrive.
What's your last impulse buy?
My last impulse buy? I don't know.
Maybe the Peloton?
The Peloton.
Would you ever skydive?
Oh, my brother wants me to do it in April for his birthday, and I'm still indecisive.
Have you ever worn socks with sandals?
Oh, no. No.
Love that. Do you believe in soulmates?
I do.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I do.
Have you ever won a contest?
I think so. I think so.
Do you speak more than one language?
I do.
Oh, perfect. That was quick.
That was quick.
Oh, yeah.
That was nice. Nice.
Well, you win.
All right. Now we can get down to it.
So now that we've done your rapid fire, tell us a little bit about Modesto Detox and how you originally started it.
All right. Well, thank you guys for having me here. I'm super excited. And so when we first started the Modesto Natural Detox, it was actually kind of funny because prior to it, I had told my mom, I was like, Mom, we should sell juices. And she laughed and was like, what the heck are you going to do? Make juices? Like, that makes no sense. At the time, I worked at the car industry. It was actually my first job. And I was there for about 4 years. And soon after that, my mom started to get vitiligo. Mm-hmm. And it's the lack of skin pigment. Mm-hmm. And she went to a lot of doctors here. She even went to Cuba, Puerto Rico, and nothing seemed to help, you know? And one day we actually came across a doctor in Mexico that gave her a juice recipe. And it was a 21-day juice recipe, but these juices were, like, crazy. Like, they had potato. They had, like, all these crazy stuff. And I still had that in my mind, like, the juices. Like, what if we sell juices, you know? So after she did the cleanse, we all started juicing at the house, and her vitiligo stopped spreading. Wow. Like, it completely stopped spreading, and we realized it was because of, you know, drinking and eating all nothing but natural fruits and vegetables. So I told her, I was like, hey, ask the doctor to give you a 3-day cleanse, you know, and see what it tastes like, because I was not a fan of the juices she had to take. And after she got the recipe, we tried it, and it was so cool because I actually liked them. Mm-hmm. The juices are a perfect combination of fruits and vegetables, where the fruit actually overpowers the vegetable. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to drink a green mm-hmm. juice. Mm-hmm. And they actually all taste really good. Mm-hmm. So that's how it started. And so then my parents were actually going to renew their vows. Right. I didn't think anything of it as a business. I've always had like the urge to do little things, you know, I sell flowers. I do this. I do that. I take pictures, you know, but just because I like to do it for fun, you know, and my parents were going to renew their vows. So my mom wanted to take out a loan for their wedding, you know, and I was like, no, Mom, like, let's try the juices, you know, so I did a 10-people challenge online, and I actually just asked people to pay for the ingredients. I didn't charge for the juices, and that's how it just started. After there, we literally were able to pay off the wedding with the juices, and it just blew up, and it turned into a family business.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's, like, really, really cool. What do you think gave you the courage to just, like, go for it?
Oh, so I was going towards my the last days of at the dealership where I was working at. And prior to leaving, I started to get really depressed. It was just not the environment I wanted to be in. And I was just very anxious all the time. And once we started selling the juices, it was like a month after where I had to leave. And one day, I've actually never told this to anybody, but one day we made $800 in a day. And I was like, what the heck? Like, I could do this every day. I don't have to be here. You know what I mean? Like, if I could do this every day, and that is my goal every day, like financially and as a business owner, mm-hmm. like, I don't need to work here. Mm-hmm. I wasn't working a 9-to-5 job. I was working a 14-15 hour shift day, you know, wow. because I worked in commission. So the more I was there, the more I would make, you know. And after that day, I was like, whoa, I made $800 in a day, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's what motivated me to just take mm-hmm. off with
you
it.
You saw the potential.
I saw the potential, yeah.
That's fantastic.
And you already had a passion for it. You know, you yeah. already had mm-hmm. that idea. And with your mom's, you know, illness, it was kind of like the universe gave you a sign. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, this is kind of what you've been looking for.
Yeah.
And then when you did it and ran with it, it actually started working itself mm-hmm. out. So I think that's really awesome. And especially yeah. with you saying that you felt depressed, mm-hmm. it was almost like you're...
You knew you Spirit, wanted to change.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. no, this isn't right. Like, there's yeah. something more. Mm-hmm. I think that's really awesome and courageous
yeah.
that you did that Very. Because not a lot of people can do it.
Yeah.
Or if yeah. even if I feel like a lot of the time people have that inkling of like, oh, that would be cool. Mm-hmm. But then taking that next step of just trying like you did, you were mm-hmm. fearless. Like, hey, I'm not scared to try. And mm-hmm. then seeing the success in it, I feel like that's awesome. And not everyone can just do that.
And I feel like that's one of the things that was really hard for me to establish in my mind. But once I did it, it is just, I can do it with anything, you know? And that's something I always tell everybody or anybody, you know? Like, once you know how to overcome that fear, just, it's just mental. Make it a habit. Like, are you going to die? No. Is something going to happen? No. Like, the worst thing that's going to happen is that it's not going to happen, yeah. You know? But at the end of the day, at least you tried and you overcame, you know, yeah. that fear.
And I love that. I'm a firm believer in, like, I trust that I can always pivot. Like, yeah. I don't fail. It's like, it's just a learning moment. Oh, no, I'm going to take a different direction mm-hmm. now. But it's like having that, you know, mindset of like, yeah. I'm never, you know, so what if this doesn't work out? It's going to lead me on a different path. Like, mm-hmm. that's fantastic.
And even surpassing the fear of, oh, what are people going to think about you? Mm-hmm. You know, I've always enjoyed, it's weird, but I've always enjoyed people laughing at me, mm-hmm. you know, because even when I was at the beginning stages of showing the juices online or this and that, I would hear so many people be like, what are you doing? Yeah, mm-hmm. like, what are you doing? You know, this makes no sense, you know, but I had seen something, so I knew it was going to, like, turn into something great.
You didn't let the other opinions mm-hmm. stop you. And that's really cool.
So it mentioned in your bio that during the pandemic, your business was able to take off. Mm-hmm. So explain to us a little bit about how, you know, COVID affected mm-hmm. your growth.
So it's pretty cool because the last 4 years, every single year since since Modesto Natural Detox started, every single year we had a crazy transition. You know, and when the pandemic started, our transition was to start delivering. Mm-hmm. You know, I had tried to deliver juices prior to the pandemic and it just didn't work because people were so used to picking up. At the time we were at our house, we started mm-hmm. from our kitchen, you know. So as soon as the pandemic started, people were like, okay, well, yes, deliver. Mm-hmm. You know, it didn't work. Oh, sorry. It didn't work before. But then as soon as the pandemic started,
it was like an expectation.
It
almost.
Was perfect. You know, one of the greatest things that we got to do after the pandemic started, we were able to purchase our own warehouse. So we don't have a front store due to the fact that our menu isn't large. You know, mm-hmm. it's 3-day or 5-day detox, really simple. Mm-hmm. And, after that, like, it just blew up on social media. And I think the fact that we have so many testimonies of even, like, people. For example, I have one lady, she had to get surgery for kidney stones and she doesn't detox. And they came out and she didn't even have to go through surgery. Wow. So just, it's really, really, really crazy how these juices could cure your gut.
Well, how rewarding is that to mm-hmm. hear those kind of stories where, like, you're affecting people's lives and mm-hmm. well-being? Like, mm-hmm. that's awesome.
Yeah.
So what would you say is the most fulfilling part of building this business? And do you have any plans for it in the future?
Being able to help people mm-hmm. and being able to bless my family, mm-hmm. you know, because one of the main reasons too why we started detox is because I wanted to make sure my parents had a source of income after my dad retired, mm-hmm. yeah. you know, so that's probably one of my main
motivator.
Yeah. mm-hmm.
Do you have any plans for the future?
Yes. So how I was talking earlier about the transitions that we've had every single year, I'm really excited because we're working right now on actually start shipping. So, you know, my biggest goal with the detox is to be able to go nationwide. And the only reason why it's been so difficult is because we don't press our juices. Our juices don't have preservatives, you know, and our shelf life is in 3 months, mm-hmm. you know. Obviously, that's why these juices are so healthy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're hoping that in the future we have little hubs. And for 2023, we're going to start shipping all California. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Manifest that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you do have another location as well, right? Or are you working on that?
So we want to open up a hub in the LA area. Mm-hmm. So we're working on that. But our cool. only location is here in town. Yeah.
Modesto. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I love that. That's really cool. And what doesn't being an entrepreneur mean to you?
Passion. You know, I was in denial with that word for so many years because I didn't want to accept it. And I would always see people say, like, oh, I'm an entrepreneur. And then I would always see their actions. And I'm like, it doesn't make sense, you know? Mm-hmm. So I never wanted to portray myself or say like, oh, I'm an entrepreneur. But I feel like actions define that, you know, because it's just within you. Like, are you passionate about it? You know, and I talk a lot about this because it's like one day I can make nothing, you know, and the next day I can make $20,000-$30,000. Like, it's just crazy. That's what entrepreneurship is, mm-hmm. you know. So
oh, totally.
It's just having that faith and that mentality of, hey, like, this is the roller coaster ride, and that's what it's going to be like.
That's awesome. And then what do you think is the biggest lesson you've learned from, like, admitting that you're an entrepreneur?
Oh, the biggest lesson, I think there's a lot of lessons, but I would say the biggest lesson, character, you know? I feel like every level in your life is going to demand a different character from you. And some people won't understand that, you know, and maybe the way I'm expressing it doesn't make sense, but like to me it does. And I feel like the biggest lesson is just knowing how to say yes when it's time to say yes, knowing how to say no when it's time to say no, mm-hmm. you know, and just having that fierce character within you that you're an entrepreneur. You are the head of your vision, and that you have to be strong for it. You have to face what you have to face to get where you want to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To know
oh,
it.
Totally. To know yeah. it, yeah. And that's the thing. Like, it's easy to say it, but how many people that actually speak on it and say it actually know it? You know what I mean?
What I was going to say, it's like, I feel like with the company and opening it, and it's like, I feel like you truly have learned how to trust yourself
yeah.
and like what you're capable of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, definitely. Mm-hmm.
So tell us about Be Her Society and what inspired you to create that.
So I've always had a heart for young women, you know, or even the youth. The biggest reason is because I've always wanted to do so many things, but I've never had like the education or the guidance, you know, or I've always also like in the past 10 years, I've always tried to interact with certain groups or certain things. And I was always pushed to the side, you know, and with Be Her, it just taught me that I am a pioneer. You know, there's a lot of leaders, but a pioneer is completely different. A pioneer is someone that builds a road for leaders mm-hmm. to go through. You know what I mean? So Be Her, it was just something I've always been passionate about. And I really want to focus on being able to help those girls that don't have that ability or that surrounding, you know, a lot of people have that network to be able to do what they want to do. You know, if I had the education that I have now, like I would have done so much, you know, 5-6 years ago. Mm-hmm. So
Be Her Society is a entrepreneur group or women empowerment mm-hmm. group. Is
also self-growth, because when we started Be Her, I thought it was going to be focused on entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. but after we saw all those girls that came, they were like so open for change, mm-hmm. you know, and it's very intimidating for people to go to networking events or do this or do that when they haven't even done a little bit of it, you know. So Be Her is more for like those people that haven't had the opportunity, mm-hmm. you know, or those people that are like social media intimidated, you know what I mean? Or mm-hmm. what's going on in the community. It's for those girls that haven't had the opportunity. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and from like, obviously I've researched it online a little bit because knowing preparing for the podcast, and it just looks like it's a really accepting environment mm-hmm. for whoever's open mm-hmm. for inspiration. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you don't have to be an entrepreneur. You don't have to be X, Y, and Z. It's like literally come and learn.
Yeah.
And I think that's awesome that yeah. you're creating this platform where women in the local community can mm-hmm. just be like vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard in today's society. It's like people want to hide what they're insecure about instead of mm-hmm. sharing like, hey, I struggle with this too. Or, yeah. you know, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really cool that you're building that platform that people can
yeah
grow and make yeah. connections.
Women
and
can feel safe mm-hmm. in, and instead of feeling the need to have to compete with each other mm-hmm. like some women tend to do
yeah.
instead it's kind of like, no, let's learn from each other, grow mm-hmm. with each other.
And the focus too on Be Her is highlighting or giving them the spotlight. You know, a lot of people didn't realize Be Her was me behind the scenes until I actually started posting myself, because from the very beginning, I did nothing but post everyone else, you know, because that's what I wanted the heart of it to be, you know. You have the potential. You have the ability. You, if it's in you, like, you just have to, like, let it out. You know what I mean? So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fantastic.
So what would you say is the most rewarding part of building a community like that?
Oh, what's man, when I get messages, you know, I don't post certain things all the time. But when I receive messages like, man, I really needed this, or even hearing people saying that they're going to commit suicide and like something changed, you know, I've experienced so many different things that I'm just like, wow, like, even if I touched one person, you know what I mean? That changes that for me, that is, for me, that is fulfilling, because we really do have the power to change someone's life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Even if it's like the smallest smile or like the simplest thing, it really does make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's powerful. Yeah.
So what would you say, and if you're open to answering it, what's something that you personally struggle with when it comes to mental health?
My depression. So I do go through a lot of depression, but I've learned how to use it as a strength. Like, I've just established it in my mind that, okay, after all my stress or after all the pressure goes away, like, it's nothing but greatness. You know what I mean? So every time I get stuck in that depression mode, I take it as, okay, it's time to rest. That's what I tell myself. Mm-hmm. It's time to rest. It's okay if you want to spend all day in bed. You know what I mean? As long as you snap out of it the next day. And that's usually what I do. If I have to be in bed a whole day, I will do it. And then the next day I get up, I take a shower, I do my hair, and I feel better. Mm-hmm. So that's one of my things.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I know sometimes it's kind of hard to be like, oh, here's my vulnerability.
Yeah.
This is my issue.
And I like that. It's like you're taking your depression and not seeing like, I am depressed. It's like, my depression's telling me I need to rest.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I may feel depressed tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not. Like, we took our day. Mm-hmm. We're going to shower. We're going to do the things I know I need to do so I can be functioning in the world. So I like that you're, like, looking at it without judgment or shame.
It's yeah.
Like, my body needs a break.
Mm-hmm. And it's a state of mind, like, when you make it a habit of, like, hey, I've already been through this multiple times and it's going to be fine the next day, you know? Yeah. So,
well, speaking from someone who also was clinically depressed, I'm actually really impressed that it just takes you one day. Because sometimes for me, it's like, nope, second day, third day, and maybe I can get dressed, but I won't leave the house yet, you know? So I think that that's really cool that you've learned to, I mean, you still have it, but you have more control over it. So it's kind of like, okay, I'm going to honor you when you come because, yes, my body probably needs this rest and I'm sad or, you know, but, you know, at the same time, your ability to snap out of it, I think that's really awesome for you.
Inspiring. It took a while to be able to get there, but, you know, when I was younger, it was a lot worse. But
well, and I think a lot of the times as, like, adults or parents or, you know, even just individuals, it's like, it's hard to see that emotion as just a moment, you know. I feel like we feel like, oh no, we're going to get stuck here. I don't want to feel not like myself. And for me, I feel like I get very overwhelmed or like stressed in certain situations. And sometimes I feel like I'm like, I need to just pause. And it's honoring that pause where I can recharge. And the next day I have a different, you know, fierceness about me. But I think you got to be in tune enough with your body to be able to pick up on those signs and like to know what your spirit, body, mind like needs to like get back on track. But I think a lot of the time we just try to push through it and white knuckle it. Like, no, I'm just going to keep going. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. And it's like, maybe you're not fine. Like, maybe it's okay if you have a day where you're not fine.
But
to do the basics really well too. I know I'm not on the pod. Sorry.
No, it's okay. That's right.
But it's like learning to do the basics really well. So like, and I always like prep for seasonal depression now too. I'm like, okay, am I going outside? Am I getting 30 minutes of sunshine? I start supplementing vitamin D. It's like, I'm doing all those things, at least I know that I can do right. So that way, if I do get depressed, it's not as bad. Mm-hmm. It's like, I have to exercise regularly, especially in the winter. It's mm-hmm. like, I have to make sure my brain is getting that boost. Otherwise, it'll be mm-hmm. too easy. So it's mm-hmm. like controlling what you can control.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like grabbing all the tools that you can and putting them in your tool belt. So when you need them, you know. It's like, yeah, all right,
it's true.
Not today.
Got this. I'm pulling this out.
Yeah.
I know you're super young, but what advice would you give your younger self?
You know, it's funny because I always ask people that and they get stuck. I would say educate yourself. You know, a lot of people are always like, well, embrace, live this, that, you know, but if I could go back, I would just educate myself. You know, I struggled even graduating high school. So school to me was like a no-no. You know, I was just I didn't feel like the brightest person in the world, you know. But even just financially educating yourself or learning how to manage your money wisely, you know, those things for me have like, I've always been a saver, mm-hmm. you know? So thankfully I've been able to do certain things because I've learned how to save, but there's a lot of people that don't, you know, mm-hmm. they see cool things on social media. So they want to go and buy them right away, you know, and, educate yourself. And, a little advice on buying things: if you don't have the money for it 5 times, don't purchase it.
Yeah,
don't, you know, that's something that I live by. Like, I'll spoil myself here and there, but if I can't afford it 3 to 5 times, I will not buy it.
Yeah, that's, you know, smart.
So
mm-hmm. Well, and there's so many resources, like you said. It's like, maybe someone doesn't like traditional education or what that structure looks like, but online you can figure out whatever you flip and want mm-hmm. to nowadays, I swear.
Yeah.
So how would you define self-care,
mm-hmm.
and what does your self-care routine look like?
So it's funny, when I read the question, I was like, or you could cut that part out. there's two things. There's two things that I love to do, and they're kind of funny, but I can't live without them because they have taught me that even if my life is a mess, I feel unstoppable with these two things. Okay. And it's flossing before I go to bed. I swear.
Like,
sometimes I get lazy and I just brush my teeth. But if I floss, like, I feel like every part
she feels
of my
extra.
Yeah.
So funny.
So
flossing.
And doing my bed in the morning. Mm. You know, back in the day when I used to try to fix my whole life or my house or this and that, you know, or I'd be a mess, I would just start with doing my bed. Like, that was my thing. Like, if I make my bed, it makes my room look nice. And even if the house is a mess, you know what I mean? It just made me feel like unstoppable. Mm-hmm. So those are two things. I know you guys are probably expecting like wash my face and this and that, but no, yeah, those are the two main things.
When I love it, because those are like little victories, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like I've heard that quite a bit, the making the bed thing, on different mm-hmm. sources and podcasts. It's like, there's task one completed. Like, mm-hmm. you're ready for the day. Like, let's mm-hmm. go tasks, you know, 2 through 10 or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's really
cool. And that's hard to do in the morning.
Yeah.
For me, like, I'm a single parent. So sometimes that's the last thing I'm thinking about. But you're right, you know, let me tackle the first hard thing mm-hmm. and it'll set the pace for my day.
Yeah.
And they usually say it's those people who are used to doing the hard things, life is actually a lot easier
mm-hmm.
versus someone who likes to take the easy route. When something hard happens, it's just like extremely
yeah.
hard,
you yeah. know?
So I do like that. And I feel like I need to make my bed every morning.
Oh, that's funny. Do you have any personal goals or projects that you're currently working on?
Yes. So personal goals, I would say, in the long run, I want to be able to help young girls build their own business, but the right way,
mm-hmm.
you know, not Venmo, not Cash App, not, you know, like opening up your LLC, opening up your bank accounts, making sure everything's in order. So you look qualified enough so a bank could loan you a business loan, you know, and those are the things that I wish somebody would have taught me, you know, mm-hmm. it took me years to be able to educate myself for this. And, I think that's one of my biggest goals. Like, I want to give back and be able to bless, you know, bless not just women, but the younger generation with that ability or that knowledge, you know.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's, I think it's the most bizarre thing how financial education isn't more of like ingrained in our public education system. It's like, cause like you said, it affects everything in life, like from high school on. It's, so I think that's really cool that you're going to create a platform for that to happen.
Yeah. And for me, I come from a Latin background, you know, my parents weren't financially wealthy. So I can understand, like, I feel like I would be someone that's like, yes, I want to get that education, because sometimes it's just something that we don't even know, you know, it's like, oh, well, my parents were like this, so this is kind of normal to me, you know, like, it's almost like we think that we're not qualified for that education, you know, but it's realizing, hey, yes, you are. Here, let me be this resource for you, because this is actually something beneficial and we are entitled to it and we can benefit from it.
Yeah, no, definitely. Because even like you said, in the Hispanic, like, we think that we are not qualified or we're not good enough, you know, because society has made us feel that way. But there's so many things that somebody can do to just get $100,000 business loan. You know what I mean? Just because you have your bank accounts established and in order, you know. So, yeah.
No, definitely.
So I also hear that you have something coming up for Be Her Society. You have an event. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so it's still in process. Next year, we're going to have another conference, which I'm really excited because the first year we had the conference, it was kind of like, okay, let's do it. Let's see what happens, you know? And it was a huge blessing because there was over 115, like 110, 15 people. And it really, like, it was like mind blowing, you know? And I'm really excited because the plan is to have it at the Center Plaza. I have a lot of really cool ideas ready for it. And yeah, I mean,
it's in the works.
The speakers are in play. So yeah, it's in the works.
So, how do people follow Be Her Society?
So there's an Instagram account. It's Be Her Society. Yeah, just follow us. All the information will be placed on there.
follow.
Yeah.
And then how do people get in contact with you or look up your business for Modesto Detox?
So we actually have a website, which we're going to go back to the transitions of every year. It hasn't been live for the past 2 years. All our orders are through DMs. And I think that has been one of my mistakes because I've longed for perfectionism, you know, and unfortunately that hasn't been the case. Our website has been done for like about 2 years and I haven't even posted it, you know, yet. And I think the reason why is because now that I'm transitioning into subscriptions and actually shipping out, I just want to get it perfect. So we're just
fine-tuning
the last little things, and by January it's gonna be official.
Cool. And what's the URL for that?
It's like, so our name is actually being transitioned as well, and it's All Natural Detox.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
So big things coming next.
Yeah, week. It's no longer gonna be Modesto Natural Detox. It's gonna be All Natural Detox. So it's www.allnaturaldetox.com.
And that's perfect. The name changes because you want to expand. Because
we want to expand outside of Modesto. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool. Awesome. Oh, and what is the Instagram?
Modesto Natural Detox.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, perfect. Well, we appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah. And it wasn't as bad.
No, you did great. And thank you for sharing all that you did. I feel like you will be able to relate to a lot of people.
Yeah.
So that's awesome what you're doing.
No, yeah, that's my goal. When I spoke to you the other day, like, I'm very transparent, you know? And that's why if you see what I post on social media, I kind of do a little bit of everything. You know, I'm silly. I don't always post the perfect picture because people shouldn't have that mindset like I gotta post a perfect picture on social media because that's who I am. No, you know, like, that's not who you are.
Yeah.
So,
and I like that you show up as who you are and you own it, and you know, your tribe will vibrate with you, which you already have a tribe, so you're doing well. But I don't have anything else.
No, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.